Thanks for listening to Show Me Today. It's a feel-good Veterans Day story about a couple who found love during the Vietnam War. Some U.S. service members returned home with a new spouse. Alisa Nelson has a story very near and dear to her heart.
I was recently telling a couple of friends about how my parents met. One friend said their story is like a Hallmark movie. Mom and I really enjoy watching Hallmark movies, especially around Christmas time and even Valentine's Day, all those great feel-good movies. And so then I told some of the people on the MissouriNet news team about how my parents met. This is relevant to Veterans Day because my parents met at the end of the Vietnam War. So my dad was in the Air Force, and he served as a Vietnamese interpreter while being stationed in Thailand, and my mom is a native of Thailand. What base was dad stationed at?
The first NKP.
What's NKP stand for?
Nakhon Phanom.
And then the second base there in Thailand was what?
It's Lam Masan Non Sung.
So which base were you at, Mom?
I'm Lam Masan Non Sung. They closed up or sent American back to U.S. So they transfer him to where I'm working in Lam Masan Non Sung. That's how I met him.
So you met in 1976, you had said, before we started.
They moved him from NKP to Lam Masan, Non Sung, and before they shipped him back to U.S. So 6 months later, and then they shipped him to the United States. So we met pretty short time, and then we fall in love.
And my mom is doing most of the narration today because, full disclosure, my dad has been battling with Alzheimer's for the past few years. So he'll add some bits and pieces in here, and she'll fill in the blanks. So you were working at the base he was at.
Yeah,
what were you doing?
The barrack where he's there. So they need housekeeping, do all the laundry for the guy. And we have three housekeeping in his barrack.
Did he have a messy room, or was it spotless?
No, pretty spotless. We the one have to clean. We make sure everything spotless because we have, they have to come make sure the barrack is all spotless, clean. No, we make really shy for you can see yourself on the floor.
Did he have roommates, or was this his own room?
Yeah, he had roommate. He had, I think, three guys in one room together.
I seem to remember you saying, like, once upon a time that you found vomit in their room. Had they been partying?
Yes, in the bathroom. Every Monday when we come in to work, and all the way from the big hallway to the bathroom, and you don't even want to go to work that day because they go party in the weekend.
Dad, do you remember partying on the weekends when you were stationed there?
I wasn't much of a partier.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Alisa Nelson. For Veterans Day, my parents, Vance and Danger, joining us on the show. The reason I'm having them join us today is because my parents met at the end of the Vietnam War. My dad was in the Air Force, and he served as a Vietnamese interpreter while he was stationed in Thailand. And my mom is a native of Thailand, so I thought it'd be an interesting story to tell on this Veterans Day. How did you two meet there? Did somebody set you up, or how did that happen?
Well, every afternoon when he go to work in the morning, 7 to 3 afternoon, so we still housekeeping, still working in the big living room. We iron the clothes. So he pretty much, when he come in from work, he just sat down before he go in his room and just staring at us. So my co-worker say, uh-oh, I think somebody have a crush on one of the girl here. So I'm the one single, two adults, they marry, they have children. So they asked him if he have crush on me, and he said yes. She's laughing now.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson, and a special lineup for Veterans Day, and it's my parents, Vance and Dang Nelson. My dad is a U.S. Air Force veteran, so that's why this is relevant to the show, and they're telling me about their love story from back in the day, 1976, when they met in Thailand while my dad was in the service. A few years ago, we had an anniversary open house for my parents, their wedding anniversary, and I learned bits and pieces about how they met throughout the years, and one thing you talked about there was your first date, and I remember you saying Dad was a real gentleman. Do you remember that?
Yes, he is. They asked him if he wanna go take me to the movie. And he said, yeah, sure, I take her to the movie. They say, and we have to come with you too. And he say, oh yes, everybody come. So we have like triple date, two adults come with husband. So we went out and eat and go to the movie. So he have to pay for everything. Your dad have to pay for everything.
And that is why he was a gentleman, is because he paid for everybody's dinner. Yeah. And movie.
We never go to the bar. We just go eat and hang out in the restaurant and then go to the movie.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. For Veterans Day, we have my parents, Vance and Dang Nelson, joining us. The reason I'm having them on the show today is because my dad is an Air Force veteran. They have a really cool love story. So my dad served at the end of the Vietnam War. He was a Vietnamese interpreter, and he was stationed at a base in Thailand. My mom happened to work in the housekeeping department and cleaned out his barracks. Yes. Now, was the movie in Thai or was it in English?
Your dad understand Thai, so we go to the Thai. They have English. You have to go upstairs. They have room upstairs. You can listen English, but your dad understand Thai.
So did Dad propose while you were in Thailand, when he was in Thailand, or did he, how did that work?
He proposed over there in Thailand. He say, I like to go home with you. Christmas time to meet your parents and to meet with the bishop, because I'm Catholic. The whole town is a Catholic. So we take your dad home with me and have your grandpa and grandma see what he's a gentleman guy or he's a not good guy. So when I take him home there, and they're happy to see him because they think he's a good guy, gentleman.
And it was kind of a big deal when you met an American man from such a poor country like Thailand back in those days.
My family say, well, you have to pick. If you marry with Van Nelson, come United States, you like probably a little better and marry with the Thai guy and dig mud and the rice field. So you have to choose what you want. I'm not gonna choose for you, they say. I think he's a good gentleman.
My mom has six brothers and six sisters, and so it was a very big family. And so working back in those days and still today is a big part of the culture there, working long hours and working hard, challenging jobs. So then you chose him, and then did he go back to the United States then shortly after that?
Yeah, he bought a ring, a promise ring. He say he's coming back. Most Americans come back United States, never seen him go back. So I didn't think he'd come back either. But he keep write a letter every month, a Thai letter. And he say, I'm coming back. it's getting closer. I'm coming back in November. So he did come back.
And he sent you money, right, for the wedding?
Yeah, he paid $500 for my parents for wedding. $500 back then is a lot of money.
So did he end up coming back in November, or was it the following September, or what?
Yeah, he come back in September, September 12, I think, yeah. He ride into airport. And we wait for him, me and my friend, girlfriend, two girlfriend, we waiting for him. Till 1 o'clock, he say, my flight gonna land 2 o'clock, and we never see him come out, and never see him come out, because I think they delayed somewhere. My friend say, oh, let's leave. I think we got stood me up. So I say, oh, wait 10 more minutes. And okay, they say 10 more minutes. If we don't see him come out 10 more minutes, we gonna leave because it's getting late. So he walked out. So we surprised to see him when he walked out.
Then you had your wedding.
Yeah, we have wedding on the 29th, September 29th.
So yeah, you've been married 45 years. Well, this was fun. Anything else about your romance?
Well, he told me, he said the first when he saw me, I said, I'm going to marry that lady. I'm going to bring her to the United States to take care of me. And he did. See, he have Alzheimer's.
Oh, Dad. And the rest is history. Thanks to my parents, Vance and Ding Nelson, for joining on this special Show Me Today segment on Veterans Day. And thank you to all of our veterans and service members for fighting for our country. We will be back with more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.